Less than a month after it was enacted, Governor Andrew Cuomo's new teacher evaluation plan seems to be in jeopardy, with the region's chancellor calling for a one-year delay and a key state senator saying the legislature needs to revisit the issue. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
When Cuomo convinced the legislature to approve a new teacher evaluation system that relies more on standardized tests, his administration said that the State Board of Regents would have very limited power to make any changes, including the compliance with a November deadline to come up with the new performance reviews. But now the chancellor of the Board of Regents, Merrill Tisch, says the deadline is unrealistic. She says she'll extend it for another year to September 2016. Tisch says she's been hearing from school districts all across the state, and they won't be ready in time.
After great numbers of consultations with principals, superintendents, hearing from teachers, talking to local union leadership, it is clear to me, in no uncertain terms, that the districts are feeling an enormous amount of pressure that they to implement this in any effective or competent way that makes sense. They simply can't do this by November 15th.
Tisch says she believes strongly in the new teacher evaluation system and is not backing away from it. The chancellor's decision was applauded by the teachers' union, which has opposed the new performance review's dependence on the controversial standardized tests. New York State United Teachers President Karen McGee calls it a responsible step.
It affords a little breathing room while hopefully the regents can mitigate some of what's been rolled out as a result of the budget.
Assembly Democrats also support the chancellor's plan to postpone the deadline. Speaker Carl Hastie, speaking before the decision was made, has said all along that he trusts the Board of Regents to interpret the new rules.
We tried to give the regents as much flexibility since they're the education experts to work on this.
The Board of Regents is chosen by a joint session of the legislature. Assembly Democrats, though, numerically have the biggest faction, so they have the most influence in selecting members of the board. Republicans who lead the state Senate often have little power to pick the regents. The Senate Education Committee Chair John Flanagan says he thinks the legislature should fix the new law.
I would be shocked if there were not some modifications that came up before the end of session.
The new teacher evaluation law ties additional school aid increases to compliance with the November deadline. Tisch says that's wrong and that students should not be denied resources because of adult disagreements. She wants to work with the governor's office to uncouple the school aid from the new teacher performance reviews. But Governor Cuomo's top attorney, Alfonso David, in a statement disagrees with Chancellor Tisch's interpretation of the law. David says the regents can only allow a delay in special cases where it would be a hardship for the schools to meet the deadline, but can't just wholesale authorize a later compliance date for most of the schools in the state. And David says the law is clear that the additional state funding is linked to a teacher evaluation system, just like it was last year. NYSET President McGee says teachers will be lobbying the legislature in the coming weeks to uncouple the school aid from the teacher performance reviews.
We are more than willing right now to work with our elected officials to address any of those fixes.
The new teacher evaluations already face disruption after nearly 20% of school children boycotted the state English tests that would form a large basis for the teacher performance reviews. It's expected that the same number or even more will opt out of this week's math tests. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.